AT&T Mobile. KN4 TFW.
Hey, this is Friday Eve morning.
Yeah, it looks like the rain's about, road's drying up. Should be a good one.
Up here, and I got some shenanigans on the southbound side. I got a lane closed, so usual fun.
How's the back today?
Free day, thank goodness. I got out for a little bit of a walk this morning before I left for work, just to kind of loosen it up a little bit before I sit in the truck for an hour and a half, and hopefully that'll help with the problems I've been having sitting in the car for this long drive. So, yeah, hopefully just getting out for a little bit of exercise beforehand will help. Come up a little bit for me, and that's been a help, but I don't think I actually need that anymore. I'm strong enough that I've been able to handle it, so yeah, I think mostly it's just going to be keeping up with the walking routine and keeping it exercised and keeping it warm and open and heating pad and whatever else, just to kind of keep it loose while all those muscles reattach themselves.
I'm glad it's giving you some relief. Should be getting back to normal in a little while.
4 weeks of a 10-pound lifting limit, but just to be totally honest, I've kind of blown past that many times and haven't had too many problems at all, so hopefully just getting stronger pretty quick here.
Agenda for today.
But in a UL documentation push at work, and then I'm meeting a couple friends for lunch. A buddy of mine is giving me a bagger for my riding mower. In exchange, I'm training him a big 40-volt fan for it. And so that was a nice even trade, and then just catching up. You know, they're these two friends of mine, they're both ham radio guys, so it should be a fun lunch.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
A couple of vendors coming in to look at some equipment we have, see if we can do some upgrades, find me a new hydraulic cylinder for it. This equipment is old. It's a... It must be about an 8-inch bore cylinder, and it has about a 4-inch through hole through the center of the ram, and it's threaded with like an Acme thread, so that you can screw the thread to put some pressure on, and then you pump up the jack to the pressure you want, and then you can take and lock up the thread so that it can't bleed off.
Square away, but yeah, we get vendors in all the time, and they're just always trying to sell us stuff because, you know, we are high volume on electronic parts, and so they love to get in here and try to sell us electronic parts because we use millions of them. So we always have like Infineon and ST and other folks in our office, you know, MOSFETs and MCUs and you name it, they're trying to sell it to us.
You can't get past their guard if you don't have an appointment, that's for sure. I mean, a lot of vendors, they don't know who to contact, so you can't get in.
You know all that, but we're not as tight. You know, we actually have routine vendor meetings. They come in because, you know, we want to get stuff, you know, so it's, and we want to be able to get stuff reliably. So we have an entire team of people who's responsible for ensuring the reliability of our supply chain. So, you know, we work with them, and, you know, we have the free lunch meetings and the weekly meetings and all that. We try not to spend a whole lot of time on it, you know, no more than a few hours a week, but it's just part of the game.
I was looking for I guess it's called some kind of Synpac switch for a motor for the front gate. Finally found a couple of them.
What is this morning?
I haven't heard Patrick this week, and I think David's, wasn't he having surgery, so he's probably out. But Anthony should be on this morning. Yesterday was his first day back.
Surgery for?
It was something for his back.
Something like I had, like a decompression or something like that.
I don't really remember. I know he was having an issue with his, like, blood sugar that he had to keep it down in order for them to do the surgery.
Any surgery, they want your blood sugar to be right, and I think the high blood sugar can slow healing. You know, like diabetics, they often have these sores and stuff that don't heal because the blood sugar is too high. So if you're going to have surgery, you want to make sure you can heal it up.
I knew there was a reason. I just didn't know what the reason was.
for ZLE. Good morning, fellas. I hope everybody's doing well this morning.
KN4GFW.
Morning, Anthony. W2JKT.
Here, Interstate, got the wifey at the side. See how this ER is going to be this morning or today.
Your wife, I don't guess I've met her or know her name, but the name here is Kent.
Wife, name here is Eric. I think you were with him a week or two ago, but I don't remember your name. Sorry.
Is Angela? Yeah, she's actually talking about getting her ham license as well. I've been talking her into it. She's getting more and more interested in it.
You marry her.
It's a fun hobby, and you never run out of things to play with. They've got so many aspects to it that you never run out of things to learn and play with.
I said, yeah. She said, I've noticed that with the different radios and the antennas and stuff like that, setting them up and working on them.
That's 40 years, but I'm just now starting to play with Winlink and Vera and things like that.
Basics.
Right now, just the basics, but I'm going to eventually dig more into the digital stuff and stuff like that later on as I can.
A little bit of FT8, but that's about it.
Fun, and the digital stuff has really come a long way in the last few years. You know, Winlink was, and it is, instrumental in, you know, getting messages out, you know, during disasters. I think they were using Winlink during Helene over in Western North Carolina. Patrick can talk a lot more about that than I can, but, yeah, as far as getting emergency messages around, you know, Winlink is good for that. APRS is good for that. All kinds of digital stuff going on.
More on that, KQ4ZLE for ID. Yeah, I have the base station up at the house, and she'll sit back and just listen to it. Just think she ends up getting more interested in it than she realizes. And I kind of get tickled at her.
Short wave stations out there, too, that are, you know, not on ham bands, but there's some good music stations out there.
WTJKT for ID. I'm hoping my wife will get into it too. I mean, she's interested. She was actually in the Army when she was younger, and she was a radio tech in the Army. I forget what her MOS was, but she did a lot with radio and communications in the Army. So, it's up her alley. She definitely has the aptitude for it, but just the time is tough for her to find because she's, like 14-hour day job. So it's hard to find the time.
I understand that. You know, she's way 12 hours a day. She's a nurse in the ER and then going to school more to further her education. So I totally get that.
Vice president of finance for an oil company up in Hickory. And it's just, you know, in finance, the work just never ends. There's always some deadline, some deliverable, some filing or whatever else that has to be done.
Gets pretty busy.
ER, but still busy. Good morning, I'm just now getting exit 75.
Long commute days.
Up northbound, just passing the 21-mile marker ourselves. Traffic's a little heavy this morning.
About another minute here to, I guess it's a 66.
Passing my office on the left up there pretty soon. We're about milepost 26 on the left. You'll see our big building.
Talking about, yeah, we'll be passing it here in just a minute or so. Billy, I thought we had the longer commute. The heck, yours is about as long as ours is.
10 miles each way.
We're about double what we do. We do roughly about 40 each way. So
I do it 2 or 3 days a week, and with my back surgery, I've only been going in one. This is my second day going in this week. You know, sitting in the car for this long is still pretty hard on my back. So, you know, maybe next week I'll probably do 2 days as well. I won't get back to 3 days probably for another month or two.
Blame you. Let that back heal. I don't blame you at all. I've got a lot of injury in the past from mine, just working EMS and stuff, so I get it.
So far, I'm actually kind of surprised at how quickly I've been able to get back into walking some distance and carrying some weight. You know, though I'm still formally limited to 10 pounds, but I can definitely do a little bit more than that if I need to.
Kind of hard-headed like me. I I don't want to sit around. I end up doing more than I should.
Right, you know, I want to get back to normal as quickly as I can, and a lot of these protocols for a laminectomy recovery, you know, kind of assume the patient's 70 or 75 years old because that's the typical age where people start to have this surgery. But you know, I'm 50, so a lot younger and probably gonna bounce back a little quicker than the standard protocol anyway.
Understand. I'm right below you. I'm 48, and I'm just looking forward to the future to when I want to have something, doesn't it? Knee, back, hip, something, you know. I'm sure something's coming.
Well, Patrick's 50. He's my age, and he just had a knee replacement. And, I'm 50, and I just had a laminectomy and foraminotomy. And I could have waited a little while longer, but, I figured, get it done sooner, heal quicker, heal better. Bounce back faster from it, and hopefully not have to worry about it again.
Hey, you guys are starting to give me a complex here. I'm 65 and ain't had any of that yet. Now you got me worried.
Excellent health, Ken, and just be thankful for that. We're in excellent health too, except for these little things. But I would love to have made it to 65, but I probably could have waited. I definitely had some issues and just didn't want to deal with them anymore, so went ahead and had it done.
To heal up easier and quicker the younger you are, for sure.
Patrick, this week.
Text him later to see how he's doing.
My Andrew getting used to sleeping in late.
Any shifts or something? First 2 weeks that I was at home after my surgery, I definitely got used to sleeping until, 7:30, and, going back into the office is hard after that.
Bring myself to sleep and let the sun get up before I get up.
Sleeper ID. My dad was that way, man. The joke was with him is he went to bed before the chickens, and he was the one that got the chickens up of the morning.
Kind of bad if I get up after sunrise. I want to be up before the sun does.
I deal with some neurological sleep apnea. It's unfortunate. I don't sleep very well naturally, so I have to sleep when I can, I guess.
You get
a BiPAP with a servo unit. I've been on that thing for, almost 20 years now altogether. The central complex sleep apnea. I just totally stopped breathing. Well, I guess I've gotten used to it by now, but the pressures and stuff on my machine are so stinking high. It just, you have the slightest little movement, sometimes it'll break seal and stuff like that. It can get frustrating, but like I said, I guess I've kind of had to get used to it. I think I've had 12 sleep studies now altogether.
Probably need to have that done. My wife says that I stop breathing during the night, but I ain't never noticed it. KN4 GFW.
And I'm trying to get him to go have one done. I feel like he's got it as well. Like when you go camping or just be hanging out or whatever, he does off asleep. You can definitely tell he's got it as well.
I was in such good shape that my resting heart rate was down in the low 30s. And I would not breathe, my breathing rate at night was probably 6 breaths per minute. And luckily I never had full-on apnea or anything like that. But, my significant other at the time was very concerned that, I would be practically dead seemingly at night when I slept.
I can imagine so. I mean, hey, as long as your oxygen and your CO2 level concentrations are good. But, yeah, I forget what my numbers were. I need to have another sleep study done. It's been a while. They would run in with a crash cart on me, like, several times through the night, waking me up. It's crazy.
Gentlemen, this is Kilo Oscar 4, November, Uniform Echo, KO4 NUE. I hate to interrupt the morning crew, but may I borrow the frequency just for like 30 seconds, sir?
JKT.
QLG, KO4 NUE. 4QLG, KO4 NUE. KO4 NUE, clear. Oh, gentlemen, been listening to the conversation this morning, Ken. Nice hearing from you. Listening to you, sir. And I am 53, and I haven't had anything fall off of my body yet. I am on a CPAP. But yesterday my dog tripped me up in the yard, fell face first, and got a swollen wrist, shoulders hurt, hips hurt, and left ankles hurt. So, but like I said, nothing's fell off yet. So, Ken, you're in good shape. But you gentlemen have a fine morning. Enjoying listening to the conversation. KO4NUE monitoring.
Good to hear from you, KN4TSW.
Anytime. Good to make your acquaintance this morning. W2JKT. Name here is Eric.
Sir, this is Anthony KQ4ZLE. Yeah, on top of all the other crazy medical problems, I got all the pins and plates and screws from injury and stuff from the past. So, yeah, it seems like the older we get, the more we add to the list.
Yeah, well, I'm retired military. I did two tours in Iraq, and my body's just not quite used up, but it's been prematurely used. And but anyway, Ken, I'm down here at the deer camp. Been down here for about 2 weeks, and we had a real bad storm come through last night, and 12 miles just about jumped the banks last night. So I think I'm gonna have to pack up and try to get off the side of this mountain. I've been here too long. I'm starting to see things.
Yeah, with all those flash floods and all this rain we've been having, it's definitely unusual weather, and the creeks are overflowing their banks, the ones that don't normally do it. So be careful out there.
Well, anyway, it was nice hearing you and nice meeting you, gentlemen. But I need to go up there and check on my cousin, I guess. I'm going to get on the UTV and see if I can get off the side of this hill. You gentlemen have a wonderful day and blessed day. It's Kilo Oscar 4, November, Uniform Echo 73.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for your service to all of our vets out there. A big thank you.
Great to you. Best 73, WTUJKT.
Anthony, Angela can use that radio as long as you're sitting there beside her.
Trying to remember exactly how that works. I hold the mic, key it up, and let her talk. Is that how that works? I'm trying to remember.
She uses it herself as long as you're there, right?
As long as there's a licensed operator at the control point of the radio, anyone can use it with their permission using their call sign.
Yeah, like I said, I couldn't remember exactly how that worked. Cool. But yeah, I appreciate that. Or reminded me of that.
Good morning, Angela.
She done got little chicken there. Hang on.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Good morning, y'all.
That's it's fun to make that first transmission for sure. But yeah, it's totally cool. As long as there's a licensed operator at the radio at the control point, anybody can operate using that call sign. It happens all the time. Clubs do events and have, general public come up and give it a try. So, totally kosher.
I'm a spot, Angela, but I just had to.
Thank you for ZLE. She said that's okay. She didn't mind. But I appreciate it, guys. But yeah, I hear a lot of people out left there, like small kids and green kids and stuff like that, and that's just cool as it can be to hear little voices on here, and especially them getting into the hobby.
Those crazy storms last night
about 2, but it rained a little bit, but I don't think we had anything bad.
Anything where we're at, that part of Townville, but my daughter and her husband over in Pendleton got a pretty good rainstorm for about 30 minutes, a little bit of thunder, lightning, a little bit of wind, I think they said.
Stuff. I actually went over and unplugged all my antennas because it was so bad. We had crazy lightning and thunder and torrential rain for about 30 minutes last night, and then lightning and thunder for several hours. So it was pretty bad at some time.
beat to do it, but I can see the gate in sight, so I'm going to say 7-3. Anthony, Miss Angela, and Eric, you guys have an awesome, safe day, and look forward to catching you later. KN4 TFW.
Great day and be safe. This is W2JKT 73.
And be safe, man.
We'll talk to you guys.
Talk at you later.
Anything on HF, or are you just VNU for the time being?
UHF for right now. Eventually, I want to get something. I just haven't been able to venture out to the HF part yet.
Up a whole lot of things once you get on HF. There's a lot of fun to be had there.
Another antenna and stuff I'm putting up for my VHF base station sometime when I can get the time to get it up. But yeah, I definitely want to get into that when I can. But you got so much other going on right now.
There's always something going on up my way. I basically find time for ham radios a little bit here, a little bit there. For my lunch and when I'm working at home, you know, I'll spend some time on it. But yeah, it's definitely a little hard to find time for it. But I've got a new antenna coming for vertical on top of the house. I'm going to have a tri-bander instead of a dual bander, so I can add 6 meters. Yeah, I should open up some fun things because 6 meters is kind of magical. And then I've got just my one HF dipole that gives me, you know, 80 through 10, so it kind of works well.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Like I said, I definitely want to get into more of it now that I'm not doing the racing schedule and all that stuff like I was. And hopefully I can find some more time to do more of that stuff.
Find time to get into it. But Anthony, my wife has just texted me and she would like me to call her, so I'm going to say 73. She's stirring up and around and you know, doing our morning chat. So I'll catch you guys later. You and Angela have a wonderful day. Be safe in the hospital, and we'll talk to you again soon. This is WTUJKT 73.
Pulling up at the hospital as well. I hope you have a good day. Tell your wifey we said hello, and y'all have a good day. KQ4ZLE and the missus will be clear.